Oh, I'm sorry.
You're on.
Just talk about coming off the weekend tournament, good performance by Michelle, and then going into the Southern Miss tournament.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now we're still just learning so much about ourselves, and so I'm extremely pleased with the growth and the progress that we've been making from, you know, game to game, much less weekend from weekend. So I just hope to take another step forward this next weekend and be just a little bit better. Michelle did an amazing job, but she has every outing thus far. I mean, the kid's just pitching incredible, you know, and Aaron Kipp, you know, showed up and pitched well this weekend, and we'll hope that both of them continue to pitch well. And I think our bats started delivering some extra base hits this weekend besides just singles. So I think, again, we're just growing and getting better every day.
Is the offense the part, Coach, that you really want to kind of get a better idea maybe this weekend of kind of getting that going more?
Right. Well, the competition in pitching jumps up. I mean, you know, Houston Baptist had a very good pitcher and McNeese had a very good pitcher. I mean, both of them will be top pitchers in the Southland Conference, no question. But to see Southern Miss's pitching, probably to see both their top two, see both of Northwestern's top two. And I think Northwestern's pitcher was all-conference pitcher last year, Kylie Roos. So, you know, we're going to see her at least once. And that'll be good competition to, again, evaluate not just how are we hitting, but how are we hitting quality pitchers.
Patrick was giving me stats on your stolen bases. Is that your mode of operation as a coach?
Well,
incredible.
I tell you what, if I can go 26 for 26 every weekend, that needs to be my modus operandi, doesn't it? But
yeah.
We run situationally. So while that sounds extremely significant and fantastic, we run when the opportunity is there. We run when the count is right. We run when the situation is right. So I think every weekend you'll see us try to nab 8 to 10. But, you know, this weekend just provided a few more opportunities for us to be able to do some more. So it was fun.
Southern Miss tournament, is this going to give you a better maybe a better test than last weekend, with all due respect to that.
No, absolutely.
But I mean, this has got to be probably high caliber.
Well, Southern Miss, of course, Conference USA, and then Northwestern was picked pretty high to finish in the Southland this year, with his returning, all his pitchers returning. So, yeah, this will be a tougher test because of the pitching that we face. And again, I keep trying to tell the kids it's about us and what we're doing right now, and the competition's fine, and whether it's the highest or not the highest, it doesn't really matter. Right now, our job's to execute what we're being asked to execute, and we did that this weekend, so we'll hope that we continue to do that.
You didn't have the benefit of going through a fall schedule or fall practice. What do you know about your team now that you may not have known entering the start of the season?
We had enough fall practice to where at least we had an initial idea, but it never shows you everything you need to see. Who performs under pressure situations? Who performs when everything's okay and everybody's doing well? Who performs when it's in the clutch and there's two outs in the bottom of the seventh? Can that person come through? And that's what you start gaining that insight on when you start playing games and when you start playing meaningful games. You know, inter-squad scrimmages only tell you so much.
What are you surprised at all, or where you think you should be now, or what's been that you've done well that you may have questioned?
I'll be honest with you. Everybody keeps bringing up stolen bases. I never thought we'd be 34 for 35 right now. So, nor would our opposition be 1 for 2. And yet, amazingly, we are in that stat. So that's fantastic. But again, they're stats. I mean, at the end of the year, it all comes out in the wash. So,
yeah.
The other thing that I think is I felt like I knew what the team's personality was to an extent, but what I've been pleasantly surprised is to see the amount of fight that exists in them throughout a game. I mean, we have managed, even when momentum was snapped from us a time or two, or when it looks like a bad situation has occurred, they really have rallied and come back and done well. So that really bodes well for the future. And then as we find ways to win some of those extra inning games instead of losing a couple of them, I think we'll be even better.
So you've shown some good early maturity.
I think so, and I think part of that's their age. I think that's inheriting a team that had six seniors on it, and all six play significant time. But that's helping establish the culture for those younger girls that we keep working hard.
What's the next thing the team needs to learn to start winning those close games instead of dropping a few of them?
They need to learn how to... We did a very good job of identifying pitches that we needed to lay off of. We did not do a very good job of identifying pitches that we need to hit. And while those sound similar, they're very different. And so what we're doing is we did a good job against, say, Houston Baptist pitcher of not swinging and missing at her pitches, but rather we did not hit the ones where she made the mistakes on. And so I think the maturity factor is just that as we grow to develop kind of a shark in the water kind of attitude to where when they show that first sign of weakness, we attack as opposed to just kind of feeling our way around. I think that'll happen. I think it'll come. But they need to learn how to have that killer instinct that I don't know that they have. We had opportunities against McNeese. We had opportunities against Houston Baptist. We had opportunities against lots of teams we have faced. Tennessee Martin the first weekend, Delaware. And we couldn't bury those teams early. That's why they went extra innings. I mean, if you look at Delaware, McNeese, lots of those games, UT Martin, we stranded a lot of runners. They need to learn how to go after them. When they've got that other team on the ropes, we need to finish it.
Is there a big difference from Southern softball and you mentioned Delaware? Do they play much?
Well,
that much?
Yeah, you know, the one advantage that the Northern teams have over us is they honestly have better indoor facilities than we do down here.
Yeah.
So when we get 5 days of rain, which we've had 5 days of rain, it literally is scrambling to try to find any scrap space at all to be able to practice in. They usually have an indoor facility that they walk right to. So I think a lot of people think the South is a huge advantage at the beginning of the year. I don't know that it really is. Mm-hmm. I think our advantage starts to come now when we are still able to be outside and they're going back to indoor practices because they still can't get outside for a few more weeks.
So Southern Miss is diamond, I'm assuming, is all right.
The coach called me and told me that we're ready to play. We still have to find hotels. We had a dilemma there with the some FEMA victims in terms of being outplaced there. So our hotels got canceled. But Southern Miss is working on it, and they assure me that we're going to have hotels. So I'm hoping.
As you face Southern Miss, is that maybe kind of giving them a mental, almost aggressiveness to, you know, as they're coming off this natural disaster, you know, they want to play for their school and their town. Is that going to give them maybe a little bit of a little edge, you think?
I don't know. I think sometimes those things in sports get intermingled because we as fans and people want to intermingle them. I don't think it is much to do with things as people think. I mean, I do think... You know, the Saints became the rallying cry for New Orleans after Katrina. I think it's a little different when it's professional. When it's college, I think we just play the games most of the time.
But once you get on the field, you're thinking to play,
right?
You're not thinking about it.
You're not really relating anything back to what happened before.